Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before I get into today's episode, I just want to say thank you. Guys, it means so much to me that so many of you have placed your order, your pre-order for my new book, Level Up. Now, you might not know, but the day it's released, the day it will be delivered to your door is my birthday, hence why the 3rd of August was set as the launch date. And I'm really going to be so excited to share not only my birthday, but the actual time when you all receive a copy, something that's been years and years in the making. I didn't know it was in the making, but my journey has been in the making, and the book is not only my opportunity to share parts of my journey, but it's mainly giving you an opportunity to create your own fulfilling and happy career. That's what's so special about the book for me. It's about giving you the tools so that you can achieve everything that you dream, because this industry has given me not only an opportunity to have a wonderful career, but everything that I have in my life, my wife, my family, my friends, everything that's improved throughout my career, I owe to the fitness industry. And I know there are times when you're challenging yourself and questioning if you're in the right place, if what you're doing right now is the right thing. You want to get somewhere, but it's not necessarily happening, or it's happening, but you just want to go even further. There's something for everybody in the book, and if you haven't pre-ordered a copy yet, head over to Amazon. It's only $12.99, but I promise you, the feedback I've already had from my friends and colleagues that have got a copy is exactly what I was hoping for. And so I really look forward to hearing your thoughts. There's only 2 weeks now until it actually is ready to get shipped. So I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody who's pre-ordered, and I'm looking forward to hearing from more of you who hopefully pre-order between now and the official launch date. So, today's episode. You know, I've spent majority of my career as a personal trainer. In the gym, on the gym floor, coaching people, getting to know people, helping change lives. And so we are always seeing a lot to do with online coaching, the online world, the opportunity to, you know, coach people from wherever, the opportunity to do that, whether or not it happens for people is rarer than you think. But there's a lot of talk about the online world, and whilst it is a phenomenal opportunity to add additional income streams, and there are a lot of people who have the goal and dreams and desires to travel the world and develop their career to a point where they can alongside online coaching. But there are many of you who absolutely adore personal training. And whilst my career now is educating and coaching trainers and helping business owners grow, the personal training side of my life will never leave me. And that's why I wanted to talk about personal training today, because we're getting back to personal training. You all know M10. You know, I'm so proud of the gym that I have in Nottingham. I'm so proud of the team. We've all been through challenges during this lockdown time. But apart from Scotland, I feel your pain. In England, the gyms are opening on the 25th, which is Saturday, a couple of days away. And I'll be up in Nottingham with the team. Very, very excited to see everybody and get back to doing what we love. And I want this episode to be to you, the coach that loves their personal training. Whether or not you're new to the industry or whether or not you've been in the industry a while, there's clearly going to be some changes. You know, at M10, we've had to adapt the way that we, you know, manage the gym from a health and safety perspective. And I'm sure there's many of you personal trainers that are nervous. I know your clients are nervous. As you all know, I run my branded Pep Mastery business coaching program. And I was speaking to the coaches this week, and there's quite a lot of questions when we do our live coaching calls. And, you know, one of them was like, you know, how do we get back to the gym? You know, what do we do? You know, what's the things you would think of, Mark? And I thought that, you know, I want to put this into a podcast, because it doesn't matter whether you're new or relatively experienced, going back to somewhere that you've not been for, you know, 14, 15 weeks, having a percentage of your clients that are a little bit nervous, not really knowing how many people are going to be in the gym. You know, we've got our membership that's pretty reduced at the moment. But I'm optimistic. And that's the first thing that I want to say to you all, is I want you to be optimistic. And I'll tell you why. We've been through 15, 16 weeks, if it's 16 weeks, of a global pandemic, where we've not only, a lot of people have become pretty sedentary. A lot of people have become very lonely. A lot of people have looked at the same four walls, apart from the last few weeks. And one of the things that will not change, I know this will not change, maybe take a couple of few weeks to just get back to some normality, but we can all wait just a couple of few weeks. But the gym, to so many people, guys, you know this, is an incredible place. It will take a little while for certain people who are slightly more cautious from a health perspective. I've been speaking to people with health concerns. And as long as they're listening to the government and the guidelines are that we can exercise and we can train in gyms, providing that they're clean and tidy, people will wait to see what happens after week one or two. And they will start to come back. Our members are re-signing daily. But I want to talk to you about your going back to your personal training business, because the challenges I've heard recently are, you know, what do we do when there's limited numbers of members in the gym? What do we do if we're able to personal train our clients and train ourselves and then we've got to leave the facility? Well, first and foremost, all of you have a database. There is a database of people on your social media platforms. There is a database through your friends and family. There is a database of clients that you've trained in the past. And there is a database of clients you've currently trained. There is a database of people, hopefully, if you've got email addresses or previous email addresses. And I would be saying that right now, in the build-up to getting back on Monday when we go back to the gym, it would be a case of just to get your diary back to normal. First and foremost, it's contacting everybody that you've trained, anyone that's put their coaching on pause. And you've got to go through a reassurance phase. You know, we're doing this by publishing our guidelines, our health and safety guidelines. As a coach, you should, if you know you're going back to work in a gym, find out the gym's health and safety policy. Get it printed off. Send an email to your clients. Go inside your Facebook group. Do a video. Text your clients the health and safety policy. Reassure people. Because without reassurance, people are going to batten down the hatches and keep their heads down. There's a lot of people who are working from home still. They've got challenges with family and one thing and another. They might have settled into the kind of routine of doing some exercise at home. And it's your job to talk to them, reassure them, remind them not just that you're there to help them, but giving them new challenges, giving them new focus, giving them new goals, reminding them of health and their mental health, and talking to people about getting back to normality. You know, for me, I thought back and I sat down and I thought to myself, do you know what, if I was in this situation, what would I do? And the first thing I would do would be relentless in speaking to people. Getting on the phone, getting on my WhatsApp, getting in my emails, sending emails out one after the other daily. First and foremost, talking to people about the fact that gyms are opening up. Second of all, talking about the health and safety measures in place. Third thing, I'll be talking about the benefits of getting back into the gym in terms of mental well-being, the benefits of getting back into the gym in terms of losing body fat, the benefits of looking good, feeling good, and business and prosperity, business and productivity. And actually creating like a 5-6 day emails, really talking about the benefits, how you'll feel, how it will benefit multiple other areas of your life, getting people on the phone, having a great conversation, and not just giving in and saying, people saying, no, I'm not going to come back. You're like, listen, you know, we did fantastic well before. It's going to be a great opportunity for you to get back on track. So many of you have got great opportunities to get clients back in the gym, whether it's old clients that have trained with you 6 months or even a year ago. And I mean this, guys, if you've been in the industry 2 or 3 years, get on the phone to them. Get in their WhatsApps. Saying to them, listen, I'm going back. As you know, the gyms are a lot quieter. Here's something to think about. A lot of people are intimidated by going to gyms. A lot of people are intimidated because they're busy, it's chaotic. So many gyms now are going to have a number of restrictions. They're going to have a certain amount of members. We know at M10, we're restricted on numbers that we can have into the facility. The gym is going to be the clean, clean, clean place. So they're worried about catching something. The gym's going to be cleaner than clean. Every machine has to clean down M10. We have social distancing. We have temperature measures at the door. People can leave their addresses. This is stuff that was never going on before. So you have to remember, there's also in a lot of gyms, with the social distancing, some gyms have pods where you can train. So you'll say to your clients, listen, we're safer than safe. We've got maximal distance, maximal space, the machines, the barbells, the dumbbells, the pads, the seats, everything has to be cleaned down. A lot of gyms are putting air filtration systems in or making sure that there's kind of filtered air. So reassuring your clients that the gyms are going to be safer than safe. You've got to put the work in, guys, right now. It's very easy to say the gyms are opening, I've not got many clients. Well, that's not the case. How relentless are you going to be to get your diary back up and running? That's what I'm going to ask you. Well, we're not going to have many people in the gym and we've got limited access that we can go. I don't care. If there's somebody in the gym that's not being spoken to, I'm there. I'm going to tell you what you need to do. Write out nutritional guidelines post-corona. So let's look at nutritional guidelines. Most people have been eating poor quality food, comfort food, probably put some weight on. It's not been helping their mental state. Certainly, they're probably not really liking the way that they look. Now, the number one thing you don't want to do is drop people's calories massively, especially when they start back at the gym. So tidy up your diet. What's the benefit of tidying up your diet? More nutrition in, healthy immune system, improved memory, mood, and concentration. Start, just do a little, the benefits of actually tidying up your diet before you reduce any calories. Oh, wow. What's the drawbacks of dropping your calories? Well, you could lose muscle very quickly. You could run out of energy very quickly. So give somebody like a 2-3 step phase. Tidy up your diet, increase your hydration, increase more vegetables, increase your protein intake. And then you can start to be a little bit more specific. But you can give them a nutritional guidelines. Second thing with training, what's the one thing that we don't want people to do? Go guns blazing with high volume and loads of cardio. Let's have a 1 to 2 week adjustment phase. Let's not go too heavy. Let's stop 80% of your set. Don't take things to failure. Don't do heavy eccentric loading. Don't suddenly jump into doing an hour of cardio every day if you haven't been doing anything like that before. And give people like a step-by-step what you would do over the next 2 to 3 weeks. See, a lot of you are kind of thinking, well, what if there's not many people in the gym? Well, there will be people in the gym. And you'll pass them on the toilets. You'll pass them leaving the gym. You'll pass them coming into the gym. There's not many gyms that are restricting personal training in terms of your personal training, your coaching, and then you've got to leave. Most will have the members there. And it doesn't change. You've got to imagine, if you've had your sessions dropped, I don't care whether you're relatively well-known or in the gym or new, if your sessions have dropped, it's time now to get on the gym floor. It's time now to go back to talking to people, giving them a nutrition plan to follow, giving them a training plan to follow, print them off, put them in nice cellophane wraps so that you can slip them in, put them in your folder, walk around the gym, talk to people. Ensure while you're at the gym that you give clients something. And you can put your details on there. You can say to somebody, how have you been? We've got so much in common to talk about at the moment. This is something that you all need to understand. There's so much in common that everybody's got. How have you found Corona? Many of you are unsure of what to say when it comes to being in the gym. From my perspective, we've got so much to talk about. How have you found Corona? Have you had children with you at home? That's a way in. That's a discussion point. And what are you going to do now you're at the gym? And if you see somebody without a plan or a program, they're not following anything, offer to give it to somebody. Or, as we discussed on the call last night, inside Brand Impact Mastery, there's no reason why you can't say, well, listen, I put together a guide for getting back to Corona, getting back in the gym. And if you just give me your email address when I leave, I'll send it to you straight away. You have somebody's email address. When you see somebody that you kind of know. I mean, I always found this. Even if I give something, not necessarily straight away for an email address, that person would start using it. And the first thing they're going to do when they see me the next time, they're going to ask for my advice, ask for my help, ask for my support. I mean this, guys. Between email lists, people in the gym, old clients, current clients, and people that are coming back to the gym, I am not worried for you all. I'm not. The reason being is because the gyms are going to fill back up. I know they're going to be slightly limited, but if you think about 8 or 9 personal trainers training 8 or 9 clients, that's 16 people. If you have a gym with 3, if you have a 6,000 square foot facility, that ultimately is 70 people. Now, if there's 16, then there's still another 40 people in and around the gym. If they're gym members and they're not having personal training, then there's an opportunity to get a new client. It's up to you if you empower people's lives. It's up to you if you go and speak to people. As I said to you, gyms are clean, gyms are spaced out. People are going to have to be putting things back and tidying up. So there's no reason why you can't talk to people. There's no reason why you can't approach people. There's no reason you can't sit next to people 1 meter distance apart. I think a lot of people think that it's just going to be like a kind of empty space. The gyms are going to have people in there. I've been speaking to coaches in America, Canada, Australia, and there are people in the gyms. There are people in the gyms training. Dubai, there's people in the gyms. I've got coaches that I mentor over in Dubai. You know, the gyms are filling up, people in there, people are training in there. And so your kind of concern about getting back to the gym is, you know, are there going to be clients? If you have the optimism that there are going to be clients, there will be clients. It's just whether or not you talk to them. So you've got a lot in common in terms of Corona. You've got a lot in common in terms of getting back to the gym. You've got something of value to add to them, which is not damaging themselves. They want to lose body fat. They want to feel better. And they're happy to be outside, out of the house. So if you want a kind of script of things to talk about being out of the house. Talk about how it's been with the kids. Talk about how their bodies felt during lockdown. Talk about how they want to get back on track. There's no better time right now to talk about getting back on track. So from this time, I mean, probably let's say in a week or two's time, the messages I'm going to get are going to give me a better picture of what the scenario is like in the gym. I'm certainly going to find out from the guys at M10 how many people are going to be staggered in terms of, you know, how few members may be coming back. We don't know. What I can tell you is that before we actually get back in the gym right now, rather than worrying whether you're going to get enough clients, I would be in my DMs, I would be in my emails, I'd be in my WhatsApp, I'd be on the phone, and I'd be relentless until I'd got a good percentage of people back in my diary to start back at the gym. You guys have got no excuse. You've been off a long time. So many of you built Facebook groups during this time. You should be doing live videos in the Facebook group. You should be reassuring people, getting people back in the gym. You should be telling people that the date that you're starting, the guidelines that you're going to be following. But remember what people are coming back to the gym for. They've lost their productivity. They've lost their goals. They've lost how their body looks. They've lost how they feel in themselves. They've been cooped up at home. And you're the perfect solution to take them to the next level. But whereas there was abundance of members in some gyms, there's going to be less, which means you're going to have to work bloody hard to actually talk to people, build relationships. This will show who's got it, if I'm absolutely honest. This will show who's got it. Because during lockdown, I'd like to think that so many of you have built social media following, so many of you have built a Facebook group, so many of you have built connections, so many of you got email addresses, so many of you have helped people. There'll be many of you still training people online. And there'll be many of you that sit there just waiting for your clients to come back. Or maybe you've paused your clients and you haven't really done much coaching. Now's the time to get on the phone. Be more excited than they are about the gym opening. Be more secure in your mind about the health and safety aspects of being back in the gym. And if you are confident in your abilities, confident with the facility, confident in what you're able to help people achieve, your diary will be fuller. So now just remember this as well. You must have with you when you're in the gym things to give for free. Either I'll email you something to get you started, or I'll give you something to get yourself started. Or if you're doing training sessions and you've got to leave after your training sessions and go, and you see people coming in the gym, if somebody acknowledges you and you remember them from the gym before, but you were working on them, this is something that will happen in the gym. Put a little box by the gym, by the door, with some little small business cards, and tell somebody, listen, it'd be great to catch up with you. I can't hang around in the gym much, but if you just put your name and number, if you put your number in the box, leave a little business card sized box at the door, like a shoebox, and just get people to put their number in there and give you a call. You know, there's sneaky little ways to be able to, you know, give people your number, pass your number in passing, and just say, listen, I'd love to talk to you about coaching. Give me a call. I remember I was saying to somebody the other day, you know, whenever I was in the gym, I'd give for free, give programs for free, give templates for free, give nutrition for free. And people would always be talking to me. And then after a while, I'd turn around and say, listen, I know you've asked for plenty of stuff. I've helped you a lot, but it's time you get back in the gym. You know, time for you to book some training with me. And I'd say, listen, just give me your number. I'll call you tonight. So you're going to see a lot of people coming back to the gym, guys, who you will have known before, who you will have seen, who you will have acknowledged. And now you've got a perfect opportunity to say to them, listen, I know we weren't training with each other much before lockdown, but lockdown's been. I can see you're not following a program. I know you're going to tick along. Let's get you in the diary. And if you said that to 5 people a day, you'll have at least 2 clients. I guarantee it, because people are ready. Now, don't go into the gym and start being worried that people have got no money. I don't live by the mentality that people don't have the money to spend on me or coaching at M10. I live by the mentality that I haven't given you enough reason to spend your money. So all I spend my time on, and the marketing team at M10 and the coaches, is giving you every reason why you should, so that no, I can't is never an option. So if you doubt your ability after the first week of being in the gym and your diary is not very busy, I'm going to ask you this question. Have you given every single person in the gym either something for free, got their email address, had a conversation with them? And if you haven't, then that's why your diary is not busy. If you haven't spoke to them about Corona, if you haven't spoke to them about how they found Corona, if you haven't talked to them about what they've done during Corona, if you haven't talked to them about how they feel now Corona's over, and if you haven't talked to them about their goals afterwards, you are missing out a client. And if you can take this away from me today, and this is not just for new clients, for new coaches, it's experienced coaches too. You'll be a little bit concerned, your PT sessions are down a bit. There's no reason for you to be worried. Yes, numbers of active people in the gym will be lower and you will see less people in the gym, but that doesn't mean you can't talk to every single person. And you'll think that I'm a little bit of a broken record. And here's the thing, in the background, people that are clients that have contacted you in the past, messages you've had, emails you've had, get in touch with people. And I promise you, if you spend the next 4 days between now and Monday getting in touch with everybody that used to be a client, everybody that currently is a client that's not training, everybody that is a client, by the way, who is training right now with you on Zoom or remotely in the park, and you tell them, listen, I know we did one session a week. Let's just have a month back at two or three sessions a week. Right? So clients that you're currently training, get them to do more sessions. Old clients that have trained with you, get back in touch. Say, look, why don't we get you back down the gym? People that have inquired in the last 6 to 12 months, get those in for a consultation. And then people on your email list, people in your Facebook group, DM people, get people on the phone, tell them you're coming back to the gym, tell them they can't wait to see you. Be great to have a quick call with you before they get back on track about hopefully doing some work together in the future. Give them something for free. And if people turn you down on an email or WhatsApp or text, whatever it is, give them something for free. Get their email address, send them a template. Listen, maybe you're not ready to go back to the gym right now, but I'm going to send you a program and some nutrition advice. And if there's something you want to ask me down the line, please do. I promise you guys, whilst the gym will probably be a little bit quieter, you can get your diary back up to track. And I want you to just listen to this. Walk to the gym with this in your head. Go for a walk on Monday morning before the gym's open. Finished on Monday, come back to this and say, no, I haven't spoke to enough people, I haven't emailed enough people, I haven't WhatsApped enough people, I haven't Facebooked enough people, and I haven't spoke to enough people in the gym and guided them through that funnel I keep talking to you about, that conveyor belt of getting to know them, giving them something of high value, and then building that relationship once they've got something of high value, and then proposing the sale, let's get some PT booked in the diary. Because this is the primary thing to consider. Make sure you give all your clients health and safety guidelines with regards to Corona. Talk to them about the health and safety guidelines and reassure them everything's going to be good. You know, I know each gym is going to be independently specific about what's happening in each individual place. If you are worried, you just drop me a message on Instagram if you want a little voice note. But I just wanted to share some things with you today to just speak to personal trainers, to speak to you who's concerned or worried about what's happening or what's going to. We don't know. I'm going to certainly be updating you in my Insta stories and with what's happening over M10 over the next week or two, so you can tune in and see what's happening with us. But I'm optimistic. We've already had plenty of inquiries, plenty of people wanting to sign up to the gym and inquiries for personal training. So let's get our heads up. Big positive week ahead. We don't know what's coming, but what we do know is that people have been unfit, unhealthy. They're worried about getting corona in terms of their health in the future. They don't want to get that. They want to get back to healthy. And the people that love being in the gym, they can't wait to get back to the gym. It's clean, it's tidy, it's professional. There's space to train. It's a better environment, in my opinion, than it was before, just a little bit less numbers. So enjoy it, be positive, help people, over deliver, and you'll get your diary back on track. And if you need any help, just drop me a DM. If something's really bothering you, I don't want you to feel like you're alone. And then I will update you as the week goes on in my Insta stories as to what we're noticing in the industry. But guys, good luck. I hope this has been helpful, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care.